Hi, this is Chris DiCenso from Growth Strategy Partners. And in this session, I'm going to ask you if you are comfortably stuck. I thought I would include this in one of our earlier podcasts, as it's very important for the president, the CEO, or owner of a company to recognize this trait early on before you attempt to make any changes in your business. If you don't recognize you have this trait, you could actually create a very poor culture and decrease the value of business. So what does it mean if you are comfortably stuck? Means you are unwilling or uninterested in investing more time or money to improve the performance of your business. So let me give you an example. About a year ago, I was speaking to the president of a $20 million or so engineering firm. He said he had these challenges with building his leadership team so he could slow down and eventually retire. Now, a few of his current key people, had the potential to lead, but there are actually a few a level or two below that had greater potential than some of the current leaders. He wanted to prove the skills of these current, keepers, the good ones, identify a future for those who really weren't going to be part of the future, the key leaders now, start cultivating those lower level individuals. He was aware, the challenges of, letting go himself, but especially telling some of his current top people that they actually weren't being considered for a future leadership role, in fact, would include also ownership. Well, we met with him a few more times to understand his goals in more detail. We actually asked to speak with some of his key people on this topic, which we did. So what we learned was that this owner actually had a habit of wanting to make changes in the business or starting a project, but never following through. These people that we interviewed actually also stated that they don't believe he would actually let go of some of these business decisions that he was making. In fact, many of the key people had basically accepted the fact that he was all talk, no action. Well, when we asked them, how that impacted their commitment, and work performance, they were actually very honest. They said, look, we're going to work as hard as we need to, but we're going to take a wait-and-see approach, when it comes to any of these initiatives that the owner starts. So we went back, met with the owner, didn't share with him, the names of people or details, but basically said, that his current team had concerns or reservations about what he was suggesting, the changes they were looking to make. We did, though, outline, a course of action, A, that we could learn more about these issues for him, and then B, help him, design and implement a transition and development, plan so we could actually achieve his goals. Well, he wanted to think about it for a while, and after a few follow-up calls, we realized that this owner was comfortably stuck. He really wasn't in enough pain to invest the time, the emotional energy, and the money to address this issue. It's probably no surprise, actually, when we spoke to him about a year later. He still had these issues. One of his key, his good person had left, and he was working on it. So the point is this. This owner believed he wanted to make changes in his business and improve it. But when it really came down to making difficult decisions and change, he really wasn't in enough pain to do so. Now, the real issue, though, was what was happening with his key people, and we assume most of the other people in the organization. They knew he wasn't committed to change, and therefore they really weren't dedicated to the business. And, I'd consider the business performance, as he explained to me, basically a C or C plus. They were great. They weren't doing great. They were doing good enough to survive, but they really weren't thriving. So if you're wondering if you're comfortably stuck, here's some characteristics that I'd look for. Well, the business's performance is doing okay, maybe average, maybe even a little below average. But your personal income, it's more than adequate, maybe not where it should be. You think you should be making more, but it's enough, more than enough to say get by. You may have attempted to fix some challenges, but they've really never been solved. And now you basically accept them as, that's just the way it's going to be. Typically don't attend any associations or networking events, which is really what I consider, education. You really just internally focus on working on the business. You haven't read maybe a business book. Attended any conferences or anything similar in a while. It's funny, as I say this, these comfortably stuck people probably aren't even listening to this podcast. Anyways, if you think you might be comfortably stuck, don't pretend that you want to significantly improve the business, because your people are going to see right through it. And you'll eventually lose your good people, but the good news, you'll keep the average ones. Instead, communicate that you'd like to improve maybe one or two small aspects of the business and commit to doing it. Now, what we've learned is that if you do achieve some of these smaller wins, you'll be more apt to take on some of the bigger challenges. Now, it's also not in the nature of someone who is comfortably stuck to ask for help. But if you really don't know how to solve a problem, you know, ask someone who has solved it before. Just because you're the owner of a business doesn't mean you're supposed to know how to solve every problem. Thanks for listening to this session. We hope you not only gain some insights, but will make a change in your business and improve your business performance. This is Chris DeCenzo from Growth Strategy Partners. Our business is growing yours. We're a management consulting firm which has improved the revenue, profit, and organizational growth of privately held companies by applying our research-driven 7 keys to growth. If you have a challenge you'd like to discuss, feel free to contact us. I hope you have an enjoyable day.